Expect the ultimate in moving services for your most precious items with 5 Diamond Transport. They provide a 24-hour hire and recovery service. Their freighting services help your home, office, or project move from start to finish with top-tier treatment at affordable rates. We move from your smallest diamond to your biggest stones. Call 5 Diamond now, 249-2784 or 24-TOMI. 248-6963, 24 hours. The number 5 Diamond Transport at gmail.com and on Instagram.
And it's our good pleasure to welcome Gerard Jerry Bennett to the program. He's the man in charge of business. Let me welcome you, Jerry. How are you doing?
Thank you, Larry. I am good. And you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, let's talk a bit about this service, this business. How long have you guys been functioning in Barbados?
We've been, well, the company was registered since 2008. Tried to start the business back then and it didn't work out. And tried again 5 years ago and we are on the ground running 5 years ago. So that's why we're here today, celebrating 5 years.
And the future looks good, I would imagine. Freighting, towing, Hayab services.
We pushing, we working.
Working hard. How big is the team?
Right now the team is 3 strong and then include myself.
Okay. Now, this type of business that you are offering, I'm sure, will attract the attention of certain business people, certain people in building as well. We want to reach out to them today particularly. So who are the individuals? Tell me about the companies that you think will really benefit from your service.
Well, I think everybody could benefit from our service.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we have sold one of our trucks, so we downsized a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we are basically towing at the moment. So everybody has a car. We tow from electrical vehicles down to your motorcycle if you want.
Okay. Wonderful. And the WhatsAppers want to know who is Jerry and tell me a bit more about 5 Diamond Transport. Why the name? And everybody wants to be able to find out how they can get in contact with you as well.
5 Diamond Transport. The name came about because at the time as a youngster, everybody was talking about 5 Star.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think my business to be a cut above the rest. So I went for a higher star, which is 5 Diamonds. And I always tell people my standard is my name. So I give you a 5 diamond standard, not just by name, but by standard.
By standard as well.
Correct.
How do we get in contact with you? I imagine that you are online and you've got a telephone that we can link up with you.
Yes, please. We have our 24-hour towing services. You can get us at 24-TOMI, which is 248-6963. That's 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact myself if you want, Jerry, 249-2784. We are also on Instagram, 5 Diamond. That's 5 the number.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 Diamond Transport. And then you have the Gmail, which is 5diamondtransport@gmail.com.
Okay, this is the 5 Diamond Transport Quarter Hour. We're going to come back after this.
Expect the ultimate in moving services for your most precious items with 5 Diamond Transport. They provide a 24-hour hire and recovery service. Their freighting services help your home, office, or project move from start to finish with top-tier treatment at affordable rates. We move from your smallest diamond to your biggest stones. Call 5 Diamond now, 249-2784 or 24-TOMI, 248-6963, 24 hours. The number 5 Diamond Transport at gmail.com and on Instagram.
Okay, now let me get back to Jerry here and pose this question to you. You are a relatively young man still. And we are hearing all the time in this country that the focus is on young people, helping them to be entrepreneurs and moving them in that direction. What is it like as a young man running 5 Diamond?
To be honest, it's tough. But anything you have your heart set on and you push and you push, you will get success.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come easy. But as a young entrepreneur in Barbados, it definitely isn't easy.
What are some of the main challenges?
I find one of my biggest challenges is financing. Mm-hmm. I basically had to put my life savings into my business.
Right.
To have us grow. Going to the bank and ask for a business loan isn't that straightforward as they make it seem.
Right.
Luckily for me, I still work, so I have a job outside of my business as well.
Okay.
So I still have an income outside, so I use that to help fund my business as well. So
okay.
It's really tough financially, especially, but also remaining focused on your goal.
Wonderful.
Because a lot of people kind of see business money come in, and they think mm-hmm. I can start to party and enjoy my life. You really gotta stay focused and say that's the business money, and leave it on one side, and that's how you really.
But you get the sense, Jerry, we hear a lot of big talk in this country coming from very high up sometimes about encouraging young people to be entrepreneurs. But to me, it appears a little unfair that you would have a job outside of your business and then having to access funds from your job to put into this. You would think that systems would be in place, whether it is through the banking system, whether it is through small business, government itself, to give that type of support. Because as we talk now, while on the one hand, it may encourage another young man or young woman like yourself, but when they hear the reality of your story, it can also be a discouragement.
I learned a lot along the way. Let's start there. What I'm telling you is things that I learned and was a shock to me. Things mm-hmm. like the small business management. Mm-hmm. I thought those things come easy. Things like having finances from the government.
Right.
I think there's sometimes too much you have to take to get access to these things. And then it's a matter of who you know mm-hmm. and not what you know sometimes.
Right. So
it's very, very difficult. I remember when I started for them when years ago, I went to the bank with a business proposal and was shut down. The lady said it would never happen.
Wow.
Like, she didn't take a second look. It would never happen. I know today that particular business that I was trying to start as well, that's flourishing in other people's businesses.
Yeah.
And that would have been a mobile tire shop.
Okay.
That's something I put in black and white to do in Barbados before anybody around here did it. And that never came to light on my end.
But you still must be commended, I mean, for the fact that you've kept going through, that you've not given up, and that you continue to focus in a very big way. Now, tell me about some of the success stories, because I'm sure you've had a number of success stories in your business.
Well, one of my biggest success to me is I've had a loan for my first tow truck,
mm-hmm.
and that tow truck loan was paid off within 3 or 4 years. So that's completely my truck. That's my biggest achievement there, and that's fantastic because that was like a 7-year loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I purchased my third truck.
Wow.
So we are growing.
Yeah. And you're moving forward through the challenges maybe, but you're not letting that get you down.
No, sir. Giving up is not part of my vocabulary. They are two separate words, but not together.
Not together. Very, very good. I'm talking there with Gerard Bennett. They know him as Jerry Bennett. And we're talking about Five Diamond Transport. I just remind us again, Jerry, what services you are offering to our nation.
To our nation, we offer 24-hour towing and recovery services mm-hmm. at the moment. We also do light freighting. We also do hayab work as well. So if you need something lift or you need your car lift out a gully,
mm-hmm.
we can do that as well.
Okay. What about the possibility? And again, this goes back to what I like to call a lot of the old talk, because I'm very much aware that when you hear a lot of talk, sometimes when you get out there, you meet small business people like yourself, you are amazed that things are not as easy as we hear. So what about the possibility of Five Diamond becoming a Caribbean company, for example?
I believe that 100%. I have no problem expanding.
Mm-hmm.
most of my I kind of have a lot of contacts overseas due to the fact that a lot of my parts don't come from Barbados, my trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of growing through the Caribbean and stuff with certain contacts, but I would not put it down at all. I would definitely, right now we're trying to expand to where we have our own yard and our own office. That's in the future for hopefully before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But being through the Caribbean, I can see that. And I also have a passion for flying, so I
okay.
I'll be flying through the Caribbean for my own business.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
But then my areas sounds mm-hmm. great.
you mentioned briefly there the whole question of equipment and that sort of thing. How easy is that, I mean, for replacing parts and keeping your fleet going?
It's not easy. I have a European truck, for example. I can't get some of the same sort of a simple seal for that truck here in Barbados.
Wow.
I have to go everything to England to get them here.
Wow.
So to bring things from England for a simple seal or brake pads, that's a task in itself. Then my first truck was Japanese,
uh-huh.
which was from Simpson Motor, so that was a bit easier. But then when they switched to the European market, and then my third truck is American. So, yeah.
So there are challenges in that regard. There are challenges,
and then duties aren't cheap.
Wow.
Yeah, duties are very, very heavy.
And of course, you will need to keep a mechanic team going at 24/7.
You're looking at the mechanic here, sir. That's a.
You're the mechanic as well.
I have to sometimes do my own mechanics. I remember once I had the differential on my truck. The differential mashed up.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pull that differential off, instantly fill up by myself, and put it back on by myself.
Wow.
And because I could get no one to come out to work on the truck. So, I mean, I did it in the rain. I felt very, very proud of myself when I put it back on. And I drove the truck from there the same day. But that was a big accomplishment as well because
yeah.
mechanics are far and few, especially with diesel mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have much in Barbados, unfortunately.
Well, you should feel very proud about yourself. Look, our time is winding down now. I'm going to give you the final minute again. To remind all Barbados of the services that you offer.
Well, we're for Demo Transport, a very small company, but mighty. Right now we're running two tow trucks, mm-hmm. recovery and towing, with some Hayab and some freighting work. And we are looking out to service in the country. By the way, we are actually running a promotion for November.
Yes, yes, and I forgot you want to give away some money, so I'm gonna do it a bit later on. I forgot totally about that. Listening to your story is so intriguing, but yeah. We will definitely give it out.
That's no problem. For the month of November, we are running the package where if you come directly to us,
mm-hmm.
We give you $50 off of each tow.
Okay.
From November 1st to 30th.
Good.
That's part of Independence and our birthday celebrations.
Great, and I hope that we get a chance to chat again, Jerry. Because you must be encouraged as a young man, and you're certainly on the right track. So all the very best to you and your team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too, for coming.
Expect the ultimate in moving services for your most precious items with Five Diamond Transport. They provide a 24-hour hire-up and recovery service. Their freighting services help your home, office, or project move from start to finish with top-tier treatment at affordable rates. We move from your smallest diamond to your biggest stones. Call Five Diamond now, 249-2784 or 24-TOMI. 248-6963, 24 hours. The number 5 Diamond Transport at gmail.com and on Instagram.